There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
There were many disciples in one monastery, and a day came when their curriculum ended. They were about to go home, but the master said that one final test is remaining, and that will be a race. You'll have to cross, you'll have to go from point A till B, and this race is going to be tough. There would be mountains, streams, rivers in between. So are you all ready? So all the disciples said, yes, we all are ready. And the race started. They all started going from destination point A. And as was said, they encountered mountains, but they happily crossed rivers, streams. They all crossed. At last, there came a tunnel, and they found that it was pitch dark inside. Not just that, but their spiny thorns, pointed stones inside. So now they were at a loss to understand what to do. Yet somehow they crossed that also. Till now they all were together before the tunnel. Whilst crossing the tunnel, there was distribution. Some got very fast, while some of them were slow. Some started quarreling, some started pulling each other's leg. Some started shouting, some started complaining, and so on. But somehow they completed the race and they reached the master. Then all of them came to the master. The master asked, tell me about your journey. And one of them said, master, before we reached the tunnel, everything was okay. But all the problems started when we reached the tunnel. And he described whatever that happened. And he also described that there were few of the disciples who collected, who were coming last or in between, and they started collecting those stones or those spiny thorns and keeping them in their pockets. Their intention was that others who would come behind them should not get pricked by those pointed stones or thorns. So the master was delighted and he said, all of those who collected those pinpointed stones or thorns, just come ahead. And a few of them came ahead. And master told them, just show me what you collected. And when they showed, they were diamonds. Their intention was to help others. Their intention was that we got pricked, but those who would come behind us should not get pricked. So the intention was extremely pure. And because of this extremely pure intention, they received diamonds. This is just a story, but it is also the journey of human life. What do we do when we get insulted? When we get insult in life, what do you do when you get deception in life? What do you do when you get rejection, abuses? What do you do when you get unexpected behavior from the nearest and the dear one? Murli, we have heard this statement many times. Jo karega, so paega. The one who does, gets it. But it has got many different meanings. There are two terms or two things to be understood before we try to understand this saying. One is closing of karmic account. Another is transformation of karmic account. Which is better? A and B. A has insulted B, or B has insulted A. And they decide that this is disturbing our meditation. So let me stop thinking of it. So they decide that we will not think about this, whatever that happened. Let us close the karmic account. No connection henceforth. Whatever that happened, happened. Finish. So they tried to close the karmic account. But does it work? Does it work? A has a lot of expectations from B, but B doesn't fulfill those expectations. A gets deceived from B, deceived by B, or B gets deceived by A. Or some fight, some ego issues, and they decide that let us close this karmic account, let's go away from each other. It doesn't work because it will lead to suppression, suppressed feelings, suppressed hurts, suppressed trauma. They'll come out one day like tsunami, like volcano, with that intense lava. There's another method, karmic account transformation. What do you do when somebody insults you? So he has given you something, what do you give? Baba says, give blessing. It's a tough job. If somebody abuses, give blessings. In fact, this is the only method by which this karmic account would get transformed, change. Otherwise, it will lead to suppression of desires, of feelings, of emotions. And if you do this, the result would be hatred. The result would be deep dislike. The result would be restlessness, deep inner disturbance. But if you go for this, initially it would be very difficult. Somebody has deceived you and you are sending blessing to that person. Good wishes to that person. It's very tough. But if you persist, then you are working at the level of energy, not at the level of thought. When you send energy, the same energy comes back to you. If you send blessing, blessings come back to you. If you send negative thoughts, they come back to you. The ocean, the whole universe is the ocean of vibrations. No two points are disconnected. This entire ocean is filled with vibrations. And souls are connected with each other. You are here and somebody is in another country. But if you nurture hatred or jealousy or ill feeling, the same will reach that person somehow. And then same will come back to you in some different way. Though that situation or circumstance has nothing to do with this person. This universe is the play of energy. This universe is the ocean of energy. We are getting what we had sent. So by this, we understand some deeper principle. Baba says, whosoever will do, will get. There are two meanings of this statement. One is, if you do something, if you work hard, you will get. It is a positive meaning of the statement. The second is, jo karega, so paega. And another is, oblique, so bharega. That is, as you sow, so shall you reap. That is the great law of karma. Whatever you have done, the same thing will come back to you. You cannot escape. The restaurant of karma, there are no menus. You get what you deserve. It is not cafeteria approach. Buffet system is not there. In the restaurant, in the karma cafe, you will be served what you deserve. There is no waiter standing there and you order, bring that. It will be automatically served to you. You go and sit in the restaurant, you will be served food. You cannot say, I don't like this. If you don't like it, the food will be thrusted into your mouth. That is karma cafe or karma restaurant. So happenings are not important. My reaction is important. Whatever is happening, this is not important. Positive, negative, positive, negative, positive, negative. What is important is the stage, what I am sending back. This is different. But this can remain fixed. The happenings have variety, but the reaction can remain fixed. Or at least the basic component of my reaction. If it is filled with good wishes, blessings, even higher than that, vardhan, benediction, for that particular soul or event, I automatically break that karmic account. Otherwise, I try to close, but it never gets closed. It appears the closure of account on the surface, yet deep within, many blank, fill in the blanks. The line, and then there is a blank, and then a line, and then there is some blank. And then in future, I might fill those blanks with some dislike or hatred or jealousy or revenge. So coming back to the first meaning of the term, If you do something, you will get it. If you strive hard for something, you get it. There is nothing impossible in this world. Nothing. If A has achieved, there is no reason that B cannot achieve. If Brahma has achieved, there is no reason that Brahmin cannot achieve. If one person can do something, if one person can climb Everest, other has got all the potential to do that. So, 100% commitment. If you want to achieve excellence in something, one has to get focused. Forget every other task. Just zero in on that thing. Get plucked. Stick to that. Put your entire soul into that work, that job, that task, that effort, that skill. There is nothing in this world which we cannot learn. Initially, everything appears difficult. But if you strive hard and your intentions are pure or higher, very high aim, what are you doing? As we often give the example and everybody knows, a foreigner comes and sees workers working hard, toiling in the hot blazing sun. The first worker is asked, "What are you doing?" And he's angry. He retorts back, "Can't you see what I am doing? I am sweating so much. I am working hard. I am cutting these hard stones." The second worker is asked, "What are you doing?" He is irritated. He says, "I am already pestered by worldly duties. I am earning my livelihood. Can't you see that? I have no time even to rest." The third worker is asked, "What are you doing?" And the third worker is singing and jumping and dancing. And he says, "I am building the temple of God. I am building the temple of God." So work is one, but there are three attitudes. So whenever you do something, what are you doing? Cutting stones, earning livelihood, or building temple of God? You get up and sit for Amritvela, what are you doing? Cutting stone, earning income, or singing and jumping and dancing, and building temple of God? You go to Murli and you listen to Murli, what are you doing? Cutting stone, waiting when the Murli gets over. Earning livelihood, if I attend Murli, my marks, somebody is sitting up there in the clouds, Shiv Baba, with his diary, with a register. He has listened, he has heard. This person is absent today, less marks. Or you are building temple of God, or you are enjoying. Who is speaking to me? What are you doing when you eat food? Cutting stones, same food again. Same test. The test also never changes. And the menu is fixed. Monday this, Tuesday that, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There's hardly any change. Or you are earning livelihood. Oh, I am eating this food. My income is more. Or enjoying. Feasting. Come to the karma. Throughout the day, what are you doing? Cutting stones, earning livelihood, or dancing? Interactions with souls, relationships, what are you doing? I don't want to work with them, but what to do? Members of the department, Baba, please change my department or his department. His very presence is irritating. I can't hear his voice. I have to keep cotton plugs. Cutting stones, earning livelihood. Oh, okay, let's work. I have to do my seva. Or dancing, and singing. With music. And then comes sleep. You want to sleep, but you can't. The whole night is spent in looking at the terrace, counting stars. At night only you get to know that there's a roof needs repair, pan needs cleaning, because you get a lot of time to do intense checking because there is no sleep. So what are you doing? Cutting stones while sleeping or earning livelihood? Oh, I have earned so much. My day is so good. I have helped so many, given 7 courses, attended 3 programs. Or you are jumping or singing while sleeping. There is a statement by Baba, Sone se pehle Shiv Baba aur Varse ko yaad karo. Swadarshan chakra firate raho. Jab neend aaye to so jao. Aur ant mati sugati ho jayegi. Savere uthenge to wahi point yaad aati rahegi. Aisa abhyas karte tum neend ko jeetne wale ban jayenge. Jo karega, so payega. Third, jump, sing, enjoy. So that is the first meaning of jo karega, so payega. The second meaning is, as you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever you have done, you cannot escape. Baba says, you tell to father and half of your sins would get cut. Is it so? Does drama gives you some discounts? No. This drama is fixed and it is very strict and very hard. If you have done something, you will get that. You cannot escape. Yeah, it is just you will feel better if you tell somebody, so that you will not escape. You will escape from the future, same doings. But otherwise, you cannot. It is impossible. If you have done something, the same thing will come back to you. If you have insulted somebody, you will be twice insulted. Everything is linked. This drama is interrelated, interconnected. No event is isolated or vibrating at its own tune. There is a harmony. Everything is related. So know the secret and do and work hard. So if you, the one who does gets it. Om Shanti.